Agreed, one should worship God with a spirit of selfless devotion. But is the worship of other gods with selfless devotion the same as worshiping Krishna? As established in earlier podcast, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all others are His expansions and servants. And as described earlier, there can be only one Supreme. Otherwise, it would mean that multiple Supreme Personalities will be dependent on each other, and that would make the Supreme lacking in something. And this cannot be possible because Supreme means one who is complete in oneself and cannot lack anything. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that He is the seed-giving Father of every living being and everything emanates from Him. The Lord also states in the Bhagavad Gita that those who worship the demigods indirectly worship Him, but they do so in a wrong way, and He recommends to worship Him directly. Why is it stated like this? Let's understand. In an ideal family, if we love our siblings but don't love the father, then is that love complete, even though the love for the sibling might be selfless? Obviously not, because the father is the root of the family, and the siblings would naturally demand that all the members of the family love and respect the father more than anyone else in the family. The father always commands special respect, love and position in the family. Also, if we water the root of the tree, then there is no need to water the individual branches, leaves, fruits and flowers of the tree individually, since they will be completely nourished by watering the root. Similarly, if all the family members worship the father more, then automatically everyone becomes satisfied. This is real selfless love. However, neglecting the father is a sign of great disrespect and ungratefulness to one's father and to the family. So if one worships Krishna, then automatically all demigods become pleased. There is no need to worship them separately. This Krishna demonstrated in the pastime of lifting over them when the residents of Vraj were trying to worship Indra. Another example is, if someone has direct connection with the Prime Minister of India, then is it necessary to connect with the ministers under him? Obviously not, because they get their power of attorney from the Prime Minister and are dependent on him to sanction whatever they may grant to those who approach them. Similarly, all gods depend on Krishna, and without his sanction, they can't grant or reciprocate with those who approach them. And Krishna is instructed very clearly in the Bhagavad Gita that everyone should approach him instead of approaching the demigods. Now, many people worship other gods considering them as supreme. This approach is also definitely wrong, because this would mean that one is trying to make one's sibling take and replace the position of the father, even in the presence of the father. A true son or daughter will never want to do that. And if someone worships them, then they would ask them to worship their father instead of them. So if people worship other gods as devotees of Krishna, then that is the most perfect and complete way of worship. From this explanation, one can deduce that worship of other gods as supreme, or worshipping them by neglecting the supreme, even though the worship might be selfless, is faulty, incomplete, and actually not selfless worship. Thank you.